What is the nature of power? What does it mean to be a truly powerful human being? Power is not the ability to exert your will upon another person. There is no inner security in that kind of power. That is an attribute of time, and as time changes, that changes too. Do you have a strong body that others cannot challenge? That will change. What will you do then? Do you have a physical beauty that can be used to influence others? That will change. What will you do then? Do you have a cleverness that maneuvers others? What happens when you are too tired to use it, or you miss the opportunity? If you are not at home in the world, you live in the fear of one who can never truly relax and enjoy life. Is this power? There is no power in fear, or in any of the activities that are generated by fear. There is no power in a thought form of fear, even if it is supported by armies. The armies of Rome disappeared more than a millennia ago, but the force of the life of a single human that Roman soldiers put to death continues to shape the development of our species. Who had the power? You are only as powerful as that for which you stand. Do you stand for more money in the bank and a bigger house? Do you stand for an attractive mate? Do you stand for imposing your way of thinking upon others? These are the stands of the personality seeking to satisfy its wants. Do you stand for perfection, for the beauty and compassion of each soul? Do you stand for the power of love and the clarity of wisdom? Do you stand for forgiveness and humbleness? These are the stands of the personality that has aligned itself with its soul. This is the position of a truly powerful personality. Power is energy that is formed by the intentions of the soul. It is light, shaped by the intentions of love and compassion guided by wisdom. There is a continual energy exchange between souls. This exchange is splintered when the personality is splintered. Energy, power, leaves a splintered personality through each of its different parts. If one part of you fears the loss of your job, and another fears the loss of a relationship, and another dreads confrontation with an unpleasant coworker, power flows from you without your conscious control. This is how the energy dynamics of an unempowered personality work. When energy leaves you in fear or distrust, it cannot bring you anything but discomfort or pain. When energy flows from your system in fear or distrust, you experience a physical feeling of pain or discomfort in the part of your body that is associated with a particular energy center that is losing power. For example, you may fear for your ability to protect and care for yourself in the world, to pay your rent, or to keep yourself safe from physical or emotional harm. In this case, when you see power as external and you feel that you do not have enough of it to ensure your well-being or your safety, you experience discomfort or pain in the area of your stomach, in the area of your solar plexus. What we call anxiety is the experience of power leaving through the energy center that is located in this area of the body. An anxiety attack is a massive loss of power from your system through that energy center. Power losses affect the surrounding parts of the body. Power loss through this center, for example, can cause indigestion. If it is chronic or acute, it can ulcerate the stomach.